And we're live. So we're back at you with another episode. We are now on episode 10 of the Michael Ellis Show. And today we've got Ben Polter here. And the title of the show is Fighting for Freedom Online with Ben himself. So how are you doing with Ben?
I'm not bad, thank you. Very good, actually, considering what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's a peculiar time, isn't it? It's a very,
it's a different
very
time peculiar. At the moment, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I chose the title of today's show to be Fighting for Freedom because not that long ago, you was working 9 to 5 and you decided to go online. Do you want to tell us about why you decided to go online?
Yeah, well, basically, why I decided to go online was I was working as a full-time electrician and my business has been going for 20 years and I've been going from strength to strength and I was finding that I had to work more and more to earn more money. So I was earning good money, but I sort of got to a position where if I wanted to advance, I had to either employ people, which is more stress, or more money, or more work that would generate more money. And so I thought, well, I need to do something that I'm not going to have to burn myself out. So I was looking for other avenues. I went on through, I did eBay, where I was selling sort of stock on eBay. And then I went to Amazon FBA, which I tried that, but I didn't really get along with it. So that I didn't, it didn't generate an income as fast as I wanted to replace my 9 to 5 job. So then I looked into affiliate marketing and I got into it through One Funnel Away, which I'm assuming a lot of people have heard of. So I did the One Funnel Away and then I got all excited and wanted to go out to America to do the funnel hacking live. But obviously with Corona hit, we couldn't travel. So then I looked into a high ticket program in the UK, which Russell got me in contact with someone else in the UK and I got talking to him. They joined a high ticket program and that's where affiliate marketing for me sort of picked up and I sort of started to learn more and or understand it a lot more. A lot more about learning. It's not just giving it a go and getting your links and spamming out there via ClickBank or something like that. From what a lot of the videos on YouTube are about with affiliate marketing. So, sorry, I looked into it a lot more and decided to learn and to invest in myself, not just the time, but with money as well. So then from there, I've been going from strength to strength. And I understand a lot more now that it's a lot more about getting your brand out there and a lot more about learning rather than just giving it a go. But you can give things a go. That's the thing. You give things a go because you've got nothing to lose online. You can trial and error sort of thing. So I'm enjoying it as I go along and I'm progressing as I go along and growing.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you just mentioned there that you can trial and error online. What do you mean by you can trial and error online? Just for the beginners.
With sort of content, when you it's a lot about testing and looking at your stats. And say you put a video out there on maybe YouTube that people, you're really interested in. You think this is brilliant. This is a great video, but then you get no likes or no views. So then it's now I'm looking into maybe looking at popular videos, which people are watching and doing my opinion of them videos. So then people resonate with me and come into my group to my sort of business. And then I sort of generate an income from there where I can help people. And it's about people that resonate with me basically, because there's so many different people in the world and not everyone will resonate with you.
That is true. It's about having a voice, and some people, like you said, some people will resonate with you and your voice more than other people's will, and that's okay. That's fine. Everybody will.
You've got to get used to that sort of thing. It's the same thing as the offline world sort of thing. There's people that don't like you. There's people that like you. There's people that get along. So you sort of pick and choose of the people that you want to work with. The thing is, your market is open to the whole wide world on the internet. It's not a small minority. If you've got an offline business, where I sort of my last business, an electrician, I was in a small town, so my reputation grew in that small town. But now I want to start from scratch, which is a bit more exciting sort of thing. I get excited about starting from scratch. I get excited about starting new and understand that I've got to start at the bottom of the run exactly like I did in my electrician job sort of thing as an apprentice and move my way up. But you've got to start small, get your brand out there, and attract people into yourself. This is my plan at the minute, and this is what I'm going for, this is what I'm doing, and it's growing progressively as I go along.
Yeah, yeah. You do put some interesting content. The one before Christmas, I saw a video that you did, and it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Santa in the background.
Yeah, you know the one that I'm on about.
That's my sort of personality as well. I'm a little bit fun, and I'm a bit of a joker. So I want people to resonate with me as that as well. I can take things as a joke and take things on the chin. So sort of, I got a GoPro that I use for motocross. And so I haven't been able to get out for motocross and do anything. So I thought, right, I use my GoPro just for a bit of entertainment as well. And to sort of engage with people. So people know me a lot more. It's not all about reading a book and taking out snippets of the book and quotes and putting a line. It's about people getting to know you and like you personally for the know, like, and trust factor.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So you mentioned that you got into it through One Funnel Away Challenge. How did you find that? And was it an excellent thing to do? Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, well, basically, when I was looking at affiliate marketing, I didn't really understand about funnels. I didn't understand about websites and about autoresponders. I never used to have an email or autoresponder, which you find out later on that the money is in the list and you can build your customer base up there. You don't have to show your customer one piece of content. You can get them onto your list and then provide them value for everlasting something. You can always contact them, but later on, because no one signs up to something or no one takes value of something straight away. That, like, if they're like myself, they've got to look into it. Like, I saw One Funnel Away maybe 60 times and looked into it and thought, well, no, I'm not going to jump on that. I don't need that. But then for the $100, what you sign up to for the 30-day challenge, what they set, it is, I found it very valuable. It's not just teaching you. Well, the reason why I've signed up to One Funnel Away Challenge is because I wanted to learn about funnels and find out how funnels work. And to learn with the ClickFunnels software, I wanted to know what it could actually do. I was playing with it and I thought it could do a lot more than this. I've seen funnels that are very interesting, so I wanted to find out how you did that. So I thought, where better to learn than from the go to the horse's mouth? So I went straight into the One Funnel Away, and the things you learn in One Funnel Away is not just about funnels. It's also about business and also about traffic and also about email responders. It teaches you everything, not just about funnels. And you definitely, yeah, the main concept of it is about funnel and how you set it up and how you get people onto your list. But it's not, I found more value in it than the $100 that I put in.
Amazing, amazing. That is something that's a recurring theme on everybody that's done the One Funnel Away Challenge. That they say that they get a hell of a lot more value out of it than just the $100 investment.
Exactly, yeah.
So, after doing the One Funnel Away Challenge, you wanted to go to Funnel Hacking Live, and obviously with coronavirus around, that wasn't possible. So, what did you come across next?
Well, as you probably well know, there's a lot of people that have been through ClickFunnels and made a success with ClickFunnels with Jacob Karras. I think you mentioned him the other day on one of your posts. Dean Holland. There's a lot of guys on there. So then Russell Brunson got me in contact with Dean Holland to give me a link, because he did the forward for Dean Holland's book, The Iceberg Effect. So I thought, right, I'll have a look into him. And then I did purchase a book. I read the book and it resonated with me. The main reason it resonated with me, because Dean Holland also used to work as a tradesman in the building trade. So sort of, and he explained in this book how he got through the struggles and how he was trying online, and then what helped him get further to be able to quit his 9-to-5 job and start online, and how he's generated an income over the amount of time. So that sort of resonated with me, and that's what my business tries to do. My business, because I didn't realize that you could work online. I didn't know that you could put all this work in, all this effort in, and then you can generate income later on. That one example is was, I think, 2019, when I was starting with affiliate marketing. I was an affiliate for Bluehost, And I went on holiday for a couple of weeks in Spain with the family. And then I come back and I make commissions on Bluehost. Well, I know it's not a recurring commission. It's not going to, it's not something that was everlasting, but it's sort of an insight to say that I didn't do anything in them couple of weeks, but I came back and still earned money sort of thing. I generated some income. So then this is why it resonated with me to say, if you put things online, they're there forever. They're not just there for the 8 hours you put in with a 9-to-5 job. They're there forever. So people can find your content, find it valuable a lot longer down the line, forever, forever lasting, basically.
See, now, what would you say to the people that are just beginning out and they see online as the same as, or very similar to a job? They can't get over the fact that something's just popped up on my screen. They can't get over the fact that they have to put in a lot of work at the beginning. Or they don't. I mean, well, I say they have to put in a lot of work, but you have to put in a lot of work to see the results coming fast.
Definitely, yeah, with anything sort of thing.
But you can still take it slower as a side hustle if needs be, whilst you're still working at 9-to-5.
Slowly to eventually, maybe it was something you want to do eventually. If you get into it slowly, and it's all about learning and learning different aspects of affiliate marketing. It's the same as, say, like a 9-to-5 job. Again, I was an electrician. I didn't come out of school and say, right, now I'm an electrician. I learned. I started at the bottom of the run. I had to carry them tools around. I had to go to college. And obviously, I had an apprenticeship, so everything was paid for me in that way in the UK. But you have to invest as well, because them courses cost money. And people sell their knowledge. Knowledge, to me, is power. The more you know, the better you can be at that job. Like, I'm not an expert in affiliate marketing just yet, but I know a hell of a lot more than someone who had never heard of affiliate marketing, who didn't, was like myself, like maybe 5 years ago, where I didn't even know anything about affiliate marketing. I didn't know this could be a business. I didn't know you could generate income from other companies, say like Adidas, where they've got a store, and you can, Amazon affiliates, where you can recommend a product and earn commission just from recommending that product. In layman's terms, sort of thing, yeah, it does sound very easy, but there's certain tactics, a way of doing it, of be able to make a business out of it, rather than just having to say, hey, to one person, hey, why don't you buy this laptop? It's fantastic. And you earn a 10% commission. Well, that 10%'s there, but you're not going to be able to do it 100 times over, where you're going to be able to replace your income. So it's just seeing that it's able to do it, and it can work. This is something that inspired me to think, right, I want to do this. This is an avenue I want to go down. And then when you've started generating it, and when you've started to build your business, it doesn't have to stop. There's no cap sort of thing. You don't have to stop there. All the content that you put out down the line, back in the day sort of thing, that's still there. That's still part of your business. That can still generate your income. The more you put in, the bigger and better your business will get.
True. And yeah. And do you believe that it took you some time to realize that, to get that mindset?
Definitely. Well, because with everyone, like whoever's on 39 now sort of thing, from going from school, your mindset is, when you're taught at school, you go to school, you get a job, you work hard, you move up. And it's sort of it's drilled into your school. To do that, to get the 9-to-5 job, to work hard, to progress up, and to get these qualifications, you've got to sit these exams for someone to say, yeah, you're qualified in that. You need this bit of paper, and you need this bit of paper to get this job. So it's sort of a textbook thing where it's like a Groundhog Day. It carries on round and round, and there's not actually many. Well, there's no courses out there that will teach you affiliate marketing through government-funded ways. So you've got to invest in yourself. So I think it's a new era. The online world is a new era for young people. Like, you see a lot of young people as well that are online that generate a hell of a lot more income. Like this, I can't remember his name, but someone my daughters follow is KSI. Well, I think he's maybe 20, 21, and he's generated a hell of a lot more income through doing something he enjoys compared to the route I took and the way I went. and he's somewhere in his life where he's sort of comfortable financially, and he's had fun doing it.
Yeah, it's definitely a new era.
Online, it's just opened up the capabilities. I don't know if a lot of people may do or do not respect Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Vaynerchuk, yeah. But he talks a lot of sense, I think. I don't know where that was going there. But from what he says, I just want to think there. But from how he says, how we're taught at school and the opportunity,
yeah.
And the online world is different to where we're taught at school. And there's so many more capabilities. Maybe, yeah, when Gary was younger, he built a million dollar business with his wine company. But he said he can't understand why people can't do it a lot more easier now, because there's so much more opportunities. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's TikTok, there's all these social media sites where you can get your brand out there. You can get sort of, you can draw customers in. There's so much more opportunities out there, and it's growing every day. Like the internet's growing faster and faster. Like now Zoom's getting popular, StreamYard's getting popular. There's so much more software coming out, and these are people that are inventing this software online. It's all online. Like we used to have a massive brand of, say, Volkswagen and Audi and stuff like that. Well, now they're getting that big. Like Facebook is probably one of the richest guys in the world, that Mark Zuckerberg, from what he's done with Facebook and how he's monetized it with advertising. And that's all online.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Well, if you look at the top, because I think it's the top 20 richest people in the world, around, I think it's around 75% or 80% of them are owners of tech companies.
Exactly, like Amazon, how they do it.
Yeah, well, Amazon, most people think of Amazon, majority of people think of Amazon as just being an online website and not a tech company. No, they're an online website, which is part of the online world anyway. But they're a lot more than that. They are a lot more than that.
Definitely. Well, they've started a fruit store as well now, I think, in some countries, where they sell groceries.
Yeah, they do.
The more successful you get, it opens up more opportunities. Mm. And it's a naivety of the older generation. I'm not saying that people like Warren Buffett and that don't understand. I don't think they want it to happen. Like, I'm not an advocate of Bitcoin sort of thing, but Bitcoin's a sort of new revolution, and a lot of things can point towards the blockchain technology and how it's working. I'm not an expert in it, but I can understand how that's going to sort of replace banks. And exactly like Uber has taxis, exactly like Netflix has blockbusters. And there's so many more sort of examples of what technology online has replaced the normal 9-to-5 jobs of people in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still unsure about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies in general.
A lot of people are, because there's a lot of how popular it is. There's a lot of scams out there as well, isn't there? And
there's a lot of scams out there. It's not to do with the scams, the reason why I'm not unsure about it. I'm unsure about the currency, not the scams. And the reason for that is because it's got a market cap. There is a limit to how many Bitcoins that can be available. And yeah, that does mean the value can go up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
But at some point, it's going to be that expensive that it's going to be almost out of the reach for normal people.
Yeah.
So then...
That's another conversation sort of thing from what research that I've done into sort of thing. But I understand where you're coming from with that.
So the online world is interesting, crazy, and fun at times.
Exciting as well, I think. Exciting. Someone like myself that grew up in an era where you work 9-to-5, like my dad, my uncle, my mum, my brother, my sisters, they all work a 9-to-5 job where they work hard, and you've sort of got to trade your time for money, and you don't realise that doesn't necessarily have to be the way that you have to use a job. You earn a living. I've got a young lad, and he does a YouTube channel, but he does it on scootering. So he rides around his scooter, he takes his video camera, makes the pictures and videos, and he edits his videos really well. But he was getting towards being monetized by YouTube, where YouTube would pay and put advertisements onto his videos. But then it was the peer pressure of the people at school that said, "Oh, you look stupid. Oh, you fell off, or you did this, you did that." So he's dumbed down from it now. And now we're in lockdown sort of thing. He wants to get back into it because I just explained to him how fantastic it is and how everyone started out. Like the younger generation, especially like my daughters, they just see all these people with fantastic makeup and they look beautiful and they're earning thousands or millions of pounds, but they don't really understand how they got there because they didn't see them all over TikTok, didn't see them all over Facebook when they were struggling. They saw them when they were famous. They didn't see the struggles. It's exactly like Richard Branson. We didn't see all the struggles that he went through before he owned his multi-million pound companies. And that's the interesting thing. Everyone starts at the beginning. Everyone starts somewhere. And it's the path you take or the options you choose to become successful. You can wrap down a rap run and then say, right, yeah, I can go into Forex, I can go into affiliate, I can go into FBA. There's so many options out there where you can get tied away. And I think that's the first sort of year or so when I started to look online, that's what happened to me. I'm all excited and, oh, FBA, oh, eBay, oh, Forex. And I tried Forex as well, but it wasn't successful. And I worried that it was a bit of a gamble because I didn't know. I didn't invest in training. I didn't give it a proper go. So now I'm investing in myself and about being online.
You were on about being scared, basically.
Being scared of the opinion of the world, of other people, sort of thing. And it doesn't matter of everyone's opinion. You've got to do things for yourself. And not about getting lost and trying different things. And you've got to stick at one thing. And then one thing, a lot of people like that. I saw a post a little while ago. Does anyone know how to make money online? Not Forex or affiliate marketing. So I commented saying, have you tried both? Yeah, they're both scams. Well, how long have you tried? Oh, I tried for a month at a time. Well, this is the thing. You can't just give things a go. If you're going to try something, you've got to stick at it. You've got to make it up. You've got to try your best. You can't just put in 20%. You've got to put in 100%, 110%. And then it will grow eventually. If it's like anything, if you're going to try and do a business, you've got to make it work. I've got a friend with a restaurant, and yeah, he's opened it up, and he's gone through struggles at the moment with coronavirus, but now has changed to the deliveries. So he's making it, he's evolving sort of thing, and he's making it work. He wants his business. He's investing a lot of money into this business to start up. So he's going to make it work, and he's determined. And he's the most enthusiastic guy that I know, I'll tell you. He won't let things put him down. He'll carry on. He'll jump on, which is brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're still quite brand new to the scene and to the online world. I mean, you did mention years, but it's taken you some time to find your feet and actually get going.
Yeah, the first 2 years I see as a learning curve where I'll test and try and, well, everything. And then through watching maybe Tony Robbins shows or reading books, you realise that you can't just give things a go. It's not going to happen overnight because I think I was sold the dream of, yeah, start affiliate marketing and you'll be rich overnight. You put this link out there, that link out there, and you're going to wake up and have a fortune. You'd better go out and buy this helicopter. It doesn't work like that. And I think I'm a perfect example of that because I did try that. I fell for that sort of thing and thought that. But yet, and some people can, I suppose, make a fortune straight off the back of a week of maybe investing. They've got a lot behind them where they can invest in ads. But then there's also learning to do ads on Facebook or YouTube. You've got to learn how to do it properly. You can't just go out and give it a go. You've got to learn the trade. You've got to learn it properly. So this is what I'm realizing now, and I'm taking a step back and thinking, right, I'll learn a bit about something, a bit more of how I'm going to do it, rather than just giving it a go. Because it's sort of half-hearted giving it a go. You want to give it a go properly and do it well, because you want to be successful. That's the main goal, is to be successful in what you're doing.
Yeah. So how long do you think you're going to be on the online game forever now?
I'm enjoying it a lot more. And the thing is, when you make sales, or you see your business growing, or you get feedback, it eggs you on. It eggs you on to do better and to do more, definitely. And you get these small wins. So you get these small wins, so it eggs you on. And it makes you see that you're going in the right direction. So I don't know about, I've probably met you probably about a year ago online. And don't you feel that a lot of people you made friends with have sort of fathomed out and disappeared, and you don't see them? There is a lot of people that give it a go. But I don't want to be, it's sort of my stubbornness, I suppose. I don't want to be one of these people that give it a go. And I tried, but I failed. I'm a bit arrogant in that way. I want to succeed. I'm determined to succeed. And it's been proven that there's so many people out there that can make a success of affiliate marketing online. So this is where I'm going. And this is what I want to teach other people that are below me, like even my friends sort of thing. I want to say, because a lot of my friends are all stressed, like the builders, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, they will get stressed. And the world's evolving, especially in the electrician trade, where you get LED lights and they go faulty and you've got to go back all the time. So it's evolving, where it's putting a lot of stress, and you've got to charge customers a lot more so you don't get the job maybe, and stuff like that. So I want to say there's a different option. You don't have to be stressed out. I was stressed out working 12, 13 hour days. And I value my free time a lot more than I do when I was working 9 to 5. But the minute I'm not at that stage where I've replaced my complete income of my 9 to 5 job. And when I did start generating money online, I looked at it as free money, sort of thing. I thought, not free money, but I looked at it as like a perk, saying, yeah, great, so I'll still work at my 9 to 5. And then I went out, got excited, spent the money on new bikes and things. It's sort of my shiny object thing, where we were doing motocross and I had the same bike as everyone else, but everyone started upgrading. So I thought, well, I'm going to upgrade as well. I didn't. Why did I upgrade? Now I've got two bikes, and one of them I can't ride. It's too fast for me. So I'm still sat with that bike, but I've still got it. And I should have thought about it. Take a step back. Give it a week or two to think, how much do I need this? And like my girlfriend says, you can't ride two bikes. Why have you got two? But
That's true. You can't ride two at the same time. So.
Exactly, yeah.
But I had a question for you, and it's just gone out of my head. Literally, just gone out of my head. But what I was gonna say is, did you have any judgment from your friends and family when you were starting online?
To this day, without a doubt,
you're still getting to this.
My brother is a bit rough around the edges, and he's like, nope, 9 to 5, do this, you get paid. He sort of, he's drilled into his head. So he's always saying, it's a scam. Everything's a scam or a pyramid scheme online. It's all just made up to coax you in, to spend your money. Well, if you look into it a bit more, it's not. And I do sit back and think, hang about, there are some programs where I've invested in, but it hasn't turned out right. And yes, you do go through the roof to get to the smooth. There is a lot of scams out there online that were out there built to take your money and get you nowhere. But you've got to go through, I feel like I went through them challenges sort of thing, and found out the golden nugget at the end. This is in my eyes sort of thing, because then I got more value out of it, like one funnel away. And that's been around for, I'm not sure, probably about 3 or 4 years, in my knowledge, from when I've seen it.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Maybe you think in the back of your mind, it's a scam, I'm not going to do that. They're just $100 on me. And I think Russell Brunson said, at the 29th day, if you feel you haven't got value out of it, we'll give you a refund. And you didn't even think about getting a refund, because you got so much value, you learned so much, and you knew the direction you were going in with funnels after doing that one funnel away. So I found it in my head not to be a scam. So I enjoyed it a lot, and I found I got value. And that sort of escalated from there. and I've got to now find another program which I enjoy. I find value up. And the thing is, they're there around. If you ask them a question, they can answer it. I'm one of these people that will try and not sort of trick people or catch them out, but I'll say, right, I've got this in my head. I don't know the answer, so I've got to ask the question. And there's sometimes if you ask someone that's a bit more experienced than yourself, they'll lay it down for you a bit simpler because they've been there, they've done that, and you're overthinking it. And you're overthinking like how it should work or how difficult it is. It's not difficult. It's simple. You do this, and this is the steps you do. And now go out and try that. And you try it, you think, well, that does work. Why was I overthinking it? It was far too complicated from the way I was thinking it. But if someone else that's been there before, that's been in the same situation as you, you ask them, you reach out, and this is why I think that I value the program that I'm in at the moment, because these guys are there, and there's so many people in this, in the group even, that can help you, but there's also mentors that can answer your questions that you can value a bit more because they've been there, they've done that, they've generated, they've got a stature online of where they've got these millions of pounds. And you can obviously see they've been successful because they've got a good reputation. And you know, the thing is with Google, you can find anything out about anyone. So if there's a certain person you think something's not right about that guy, people could do it with themselves as well. They could put your name in Google and something you maybe put a year ago or something you did 2 years ago will always come up. So if you're going to trial and error things, make sure that you try your best at it sort of thing, and make sure you don't want to come across in the future, because it's like anything, it'll take 10 years to build but 5 minutes to ruin.
That's so true. That is so true.
It is, definitely, yeah. You can put all your heart and soul into it. Like a builder that I know round here sort of thing, he was building houses, he did fantastic, but he ripped people off and didn't go back to rectify work and that, and he didn't get any more work. So we changed. And if you rip the wholesalers off, so we changed and went to start up a new company with a little bit of a different spelling. You can't. It doesn't work like that. You've got the same face. Your customers are always right, basically. So you've got to listen to them. If some people give you like feedback of saying, "Oh, that's rubbish, it's an idiot," don't always think that they're trying to badmouth you. Trying to think they might be out. They might be trying to help you, sort of thing. Because you might be going down the wrong avenue. You know, a lot of things that I do. I think, well, this is great. This is the greatest content. This is a great blog. And then people go along saying, no, you can't say that. That's an idiot. That's a rubbish opinion. You're wrong. And then you are wrong. You think about it. So what? That is wrong. I've learned there. You've got to evolve. And the thing is, what I think I struggle with is sometimes if a younger person comes along, I think it's built in me to respect my elders, and these younger people shouldn't be telling me what to do or what to say. Not necessarily, especially in the online world. There's I think 90% of people younger than me that are probably progressing and doing better than themselves because they've not got this stubbornness in them where they're online and they're open to new opportunities. They listen to their elders and they learn from someone that's giving them knowledge. And to myself, sometimes think, hang about, mate, you're just a young lad. You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, they do know what they're talking about. They've been there, they've done that, and they've proved to be a success. So you've got to open your mind up to the younger generation as well.
Yeah, that's completely. In fact, that's a completely good thing to touch on. For the older generation, is relying on the the younger generation that's had enough experience online themselves to guide them in the right path.
Yeah,
and getting over that mental block, like you said, of that the fact that they're younger than you. That don't mean all in this day and age. Only online world. That doesn't matter anymore, does it? In terms of life experience. You won't go to him for some other advice in other areas of life.
No.
But certainly for online, you would.
Without a doubt, because they've grew up with it. It's second nature to them. You see, I see a lot of people that they shut their kids up if they're shouting and screaming, give them an iPad, that's it, they're quiet for the rest of the day. But they'll work their way around that. I remember I went to someone's house once, and this the young girl was speaking with an American accent. And I said, "Have you got American relatives?" She goes, "No, it's bloody YouTube." Well, you shouldn't give her too much. She's speaking with an American accent. This is the way she speaks. And that's all the younger generation, how they're built. They're fantastic. And then my phone once, it was ringing, but it always used to say who was ringing. They'd say, "Well, come up, hey, Ben Bolton," it was ringing. So I said to my daughter, I said, "Why is it doing this? What's happened?" "Oh, Dad, you've done this." And she sorted it out. She just knew. Well, I didn't know. And I think I'm not bad with technology. But she just knew straight away. It's second nature to her. She knows everything. And she says, "I want to get the latest iPhone." I said, "Okay, so why do you want to get..." To me, an iPhone's an iPhone. So I think it does all the same thing. But no, hang about. If the iPhone 12 does this. They know the technology. And I didn't know that these new phones did this and did that. To me, I'm used to the phone that I've got. The camera's good enough and I can store my numbers. I can ring people. I can text people. But you don't understand the technology as well as the younger generation do, because they're second nature to them. Like you're saying, they've grew up with it and know exactly what they're doing. It's like we learned to ride a bike. They've learned to use a phone or an iPad or a computer a lot better than us.
Yeah, definitely. So just quickly, how much technology, how much software do you need to get started in affiliate marketing?
Well, you're going to need, for starters, in my opinion, you're going to need a website, is where you sort of house all your content. Because if you rely on Facebook, that can shut you down when you want. You're not in control of that. Or if you rely on Instagram or YouTube, that's it. No one says it's going to be around forever. Yeah, it's been around for a long time, but you're not in control of it. So this is why I have a website of where I can put my content on, and anyone wants to find out about me and find out what I've been doing, where I've been going, then it's on there. And then within that website, there'll be links out to my funnel, which I think you need funnels to give people information before they sign up to your email list. So then my email list is an autoresponder. But then through all what I've learned there and the affiliate products that you need to promote to help people get into affiliate marketing, I've also signed up to a program, which I see this program as a stepping stone for myself. I see this program as learning about affiliate marketing. I'm not going to go on forever promoting someone else's product, because you don't want to do that. Eventually, you want to have your own product, your own sort of niche, your own little piece of the pie online, and your own real estate in a way. So this is where I'm seeing it as a stepping stone for me to learn a lot more. And I'm not sure how long it's going to take. I think at the minute I'm doing quite well and I'm learning a lot more, but I know there's a lot more to learn. So then the website cost me what, £3 something a month. The funnel software, which there's a lot of different options as well. You can always do this for free. You can have WordPress site for free. But then I found that when you have a WordPress site, you can't optimize it for SEO just as well. Because I know that I'm in this for the long run, I wanted to invest and to be able to optimize my website for SEO to be found on Google and Bing and things like that. So I think the more you invest in the when you start out, the better it will be in the long run. So that's my website. And then the funnel software, that cost me $97 a month. But again, there is other options out there where you can get free options. But I get on with ClickFunnels, and I know there's a reputation of people out there that don't like ClickFunnels. It's a rip-off, it's glitchy, it's this, it's that. But personally, I get on with it and I value it, and I do like the content that Russell puts out there. With like maybe the 5-day lead challenge that you had a little while ago, and the things you can learn about funnels. I think I evolve a lot more with ClickFunnels. It is one of the, you know, you get like a Skoda and Ferrari and things like that. So I see ClickFunnels as the Ferrari in the funnel software. And then my autoresponders, I value that a lot. Like I think that's £40 a month, $40 a month even. Where on there I've got everyone I've ever sort of been interested in my content on the list, and I can keep in contact with. Okay, if I've done a new blog, I can put a new blog out saying, "Hey, you might be interested in this. This is what I've been up to. This is what I've learned today." So you can keep your customers engaged. So then, and then the high ticket program, which I've invested in, which is where I learn all my content from, and where I am part of a group and part of a network of people that are all in the same boat sort of thing as me. So I'd say from what I've spent up to date is around £3,500, which I'm not sure what that is in dollars, but that's to date. But the thing is, with the software that I've got, sorry, with the high ticket that I've got, the high ticket item, with each high ticket item you sell, you can earn a commission of $1,000. So what I've spent doesn't sort of replicate from what I've earned. And the value I've got, even if I didn't earn any commissions, I would have got value. But the way I've built it, the way I've built my business sort of thing, I've earned a lot more than I have put in the long run, which I just need it to evolve now and to get bigger and better to be able to replace the income that I used to have with being my 9-to-5 job.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, guys, as you can see, as I put up on the screen, if you head over to michaelellisonline.com/go/Ben's blog, that'll take you over to his blog, where you can get yourself indoctrinated with his content, his trainings, his teachings, and his information. Once again, that's michaelellisonline.com/go/Ben's blog. It'll be in the description below as well. And if you're listening on the podcast, it'll be in the show notes on the podcast. It's been great chatting to you, Ben. It's been fantastic. Any final notes you want to say?
Well, for anyone that's looking to get online or thinking about going online, have a look into it. And just make a start today. Make a start of something. Try, even if it's free or free training. As long as you make a start, then you can progress. If you don't make a start, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, until next time, guys. See you later.
Thanks a lot. Bye.